First John, chapter 3. Look at what kind of love the Father has granted to us, that we should be called children of God Himself. The reason that the world does not recognize us is because it didn't recognize Him. Beloved, we are now the children of God, but it is not yet unveiled what we will be. But we do know that when He is revealed, we will be changed to be like Him, for we will see Him then as He really is right now. And everyone who has this hope within himself purifies himself in order to be pure as He is. Everyone who sins rebels against God's laws. Sin is rebellion against God, and you know that He was manifested to remove our sin. There is no sin in Him, therefore whoever abides in Him does not sin. But whoever continues in sin has not seen Him clearly and does not know Him intimately. Little children, don't let anyone lead you astray. He who exhibits righteousness is righteous in the same way as God is righteous. He who persistently practices sin has his source in the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. The Son of God was revealed for exactly this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil, that is, to destroy sin. That which is begotten of God, that is, the new spiritual man, does not sin because it is his, God's, supernatural seed that has come to live in him. In fact, the new spiritual man cannot sin because it is something which is begotten by God, who is perfectly righteous. This is the way in which the offspring of God are revealed and the children of the devil are exposed. Whoever does not express purity of character is not of God, neither he who does not love his brother. For this is the message which you heard from the beginning, that we should love each other. We must not be like Cain, who had his source in the evil one, and murdered his brother. And why did he kill him? Because his works were actively evil, and his brother's righteous. Don't be surprised then, brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have crossed over from death into the life of God because we love the brethren. Anyone who does not love the brethren reveals that he still remains in death. In fact, whoever hates his brother is really a murderer, and you know that no murderer has the eternal life of God abiding in him. This is the way we know his love, because he laid down his life for the sake of serving us, and in the same way, we ought to lay down our lives for the sake of serving the brethren. For example, anyone who has this world's wealth and sees his brother is in need, but shuts up his feelings of compassion towards him, in what way does the love of God reside in him? Little children, our love must not consist of mere words or empty talking, but of sincere actions. This is the way we know that we have our source in the truth, and therefore can assure our consciences before Him. But even if our conscience condemns us, God is greater than our conscience and understands everything. Beloved, if our conscience does not condemn us, we have great confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we follow His leading, doing the things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is what He commands, that we should be believing in the name of His Son, Jesus, the Anointed One, and love each other according to what He has ordered us to do. And he who carefully follows His leading abides in Him, and He abides in him. And this is how we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit which He has given us. This is the end of 1 John chapter 3. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheatministries.com.
agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.